Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence has supported many calls to action on behalf of the oppressed, the enslaved, the misused. Commentator Frank DeFord calls forth Jefferson's eloquence and persuasiveness on behalf of athletes and their fans.
When in the course of human events, at that time, 225 years ago, human events did not usually involve big games. There was no Wimbledon quarterfinals, no Firecracker 500. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Certainly, though, sport is now very much a part of the pursuit of happiness. It's also a reflection of the liberty we enjoy. After all, traditionally, those amongst us with the least opportunity but with genuine talent have possessed in sport the fairest path to success. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal. At last, women, too, have been granted the freedom to play sports in this favored land. Yet curiously, while sport is the most democratic of endeavors, it has so often been run in an arbitrary and unfair manner with a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny. Certainly no institutional legislation in America has ever been more in conflict with freedom than the Reserve Clause, which bound players to franchises against their will in all major team sports. On this Independence Day, it's worth remembering that of those Americans with talent, athletes have enjoyed the least independence. Moreover, our amateur federations have been despotic fiefdoms. The NCAA remains yet a shameless autocracy where indentured servants, the college players, are refused compensation for their labors and are, in this peonage, arbitrarily denied their freedoms. The NCAA has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing the assent to laws. But there's much to be said for the way that we Americans cheer. Unlike almost all other nations of the world, we do not place emphasis on our national teams. We do not need sports to exercise pride in our country. We are no less fervent in our allegiances, but by cheering for the teams of our particular cities and our schools, rather than for our whole national self, we diffuse foolish passion. It is only right that in so heterogeneous a society, we have many more popular sports and many more teams to display to the others of this world. Thus, we have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We also may complain about bad decisions, but we accept them better than most. Instant replay helps. We accept perhaps for obstreperous, inebriated college boys looking for an excuse to be obstreperous, inebriated college boys rarely express our sporting displeasure by rioting. Ironically, if we are more violent away from the arena than other people, we are not so wild at the games. We learn to be decent sports, playing the game or watching it, better than most. And so, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to have another beer, please, and a hot dog and some peanuts and a carefree Independence Day at the game of your choice.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday for member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.